morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where you are walking with me on my walk with Christ. Today is May the 28th, 2021. Well, today I read this quote, "They proclaimed a message of reconciliation." There's more to it than that. This quote appears in an article by Kevin DeYoung on complementarianism. In the article, he's discussing the ministry of Jesus and Paul, and he says this, "To be sure, political and social change followed in their wake, but their primary goal was spiritual. They proclaimed a message of faith and repentance and reconciliation with God." These things are important for us in our Christian life, and we'll just take a brief look at those. First, we need to think about reconciliation to God. On a podcast I listened to today by R.C. Sproul, he mentioned why people need Jesus. They need Jesus because they are not perfect. Since they are not perfect, they need to be reconciled to God. Their imperfection, which is sin, has separated between them and God. They are now at enmity with God. The only way to remove the enmity is to be reconciled to God. This brings to mind 2 Corinthians 5:20. "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God." This is the message which Paul preached. Aren't you thankful today that you have been reconciled to God? Or maybe someone's listening that today that needs to be reconciled to God, that enmity between you and God needs to be removed. But how's that going to take place? How are we reconciled to God? Well, we're reconciled to God by repentance of sin. Acts 26:20 says, "But showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea and then to the Gentiles that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance." Repentance is an admittance of guilt. It is a promise to turn away from that which is displeasing to God, to turn away from the actions which cause the enmity between you and God. Within the scope of repentance is sorrow and grief because of that sin. The sorrow is present because the sinner recognizes that his actions have been offensive and dishonoring to God. Few today come to this place. Few come to recognize their actions are offensive to God. Once again, aren't you glad that God granted you repentance? Finally, how do we respond when we recognize that our actions have been offensive to God and that we need to be reconciled to Him? Well, we cry out in faith for Jesus to reconcile us. We recognize that nothing we can do can bring us into a right relationship with God. We need something outside of ourselves. Our own works leave us guilty before and estranged from God. So in faith, we trust Jesus. We believe that He took our place in suffering the penalty for our imperfection. We believe that He provides the way for redemption. We trust that He gives us life. Once again, faith is a gift from God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What a blessing to have received the gift of faith. Faith, repentance, and reconciliation is the message which Jesus and Paul preached. This is the message which we have received. And as followers of Jesus, we can be encouraged that we have received these gifts. Therefore, we are right with God. I pray that these will encourage you as you think about faith, repentance, and reconciliation. Lord, today we thank you for the gifts of faith, repentance, and reconciliation. I pray that you would build up your people as they enjoy these gifts from you. I also pray that if one who is listening has not received these gifts, that you would use this podcast to reveal their need for these gifts. And I pray that you would draw them unto yourself. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Have a good weekend, long weekend. Have a good weekend, and we'll probably see you on Monday. Until then, it's Brother Mark signing off.